name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of Mercy, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the commandment of our Lord Jesus, to be perfect, just as our heavenly Father is perfect. That can seem like an impossible request, but it's not. Our Lord wouldn't ask us for the impossible. But to understand a little more what he means by these words, let us go back to what he says earlier. I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Our Lord, in this teaching, as well as the prior teachings from this same chapter, is giving us a teaching on the complete understanding of his law. He has said, do not think that I have come to abolish, but I have come to perfect the law, to fulfill. And so, in what we hear today, we have a clue. God the Father, our Heavenly Father, makes the sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. The word perfect is, in its deep meaning, fullness or completeness. A defect is an imperfection. It's a lack of something that prevents fullness. And so what our Lord is giving us in this teaching is a commandment to practice love in the fullest. It's the fullness of the law, his law, which is the law of love. And God in heaven is perfect. He doesn't only love some of his creatures. He loves all of his creatures. Whether they're faithful to him or not, he loves them all. Of course, he's also just. And in the end, our Lord's justice must also be satisfied. But in this earthly existence, there's hope for all, the good and the bad, the just and the unjust, because as long as we breathe, we can still be converted. Our Lord wants us to be like our Heavenly Father, to love all creatures. We're all sinners, and we all are in need of his mercy. The readings, if you remember from the past Sunday's Mass, focused on the dispositions necessary for a person to be open to God's mercy, to be capable of receiving mercy. And those dispositions, three fundamental dispositions, are to have faith. We can't be saved if we don't believe in God and his salvation. Humility in Sunday's first reading was of David, his recognition of his sin and his simple and humble repentance, admitting his sin and turning away from it. And then, of course, the great charity of the sinful woman who repented of her sins and cried at the feet of Jesus and received his mercy. Because of her great charity, her sins were forgiven. And so these are the dispositions that we have to have in order to receive God's mercy, and more so than just simply be receivers, our Lord wants us to be practicers of mercy. He wants us to put into practice, "Blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall receive mercy." And so to become agents of God's mercy, we first have to be converted, to believe his word, and then to seek to put this in practice, to love all, those even who hate us and who persecute us. And through our love, then, we become agents of God's mercy. Through our love, we can touch hearts, or God can touch hearts through our goodness, through our fidelity, through our loving all without exception. And of course, this is by no means an easy thing. And then if we do this, we become the light of the world and the salt of the earth, as our Lord calls us to be. So to love our enemies does not mean to approve of or to accept the evil that they do, but to love them despite their sinfulness or their evil, which is much easier to do when we recall that we too are sinners, but also to love them enough to point out the truth and to share that with them courageously, even if it brings upon us further persecution. Without the truth, there can't be conversion. And without love, there can't be conversion. So our Lord calls us to be, to tell the truth in love to all. Our Lady, who is the Mother of Mercy, can obtain for us this perfection that our Lord calls us to. May we be willing to face persecution and hatred for the sake of love, so that we can become perfect even as our Lord is perfect. Praise be Jesus and Mary.